This is Wario Ritterloo.
Welcome to the Mono A Mono Show here on CKMS 102.7 Mono A Mono. Mono amigos, welcome back. It's been a while, actually, since I've been on the air like this. I think that the last podcast series I did was my own growth and writing during, I guess, the past year. It kind of finished in August, or this past summer, of my growth in Eurorack and modular. I got super involved in Eurorack and modular synthesizers, and that was kind of the whole topic of my whole existence for a year, and I was podcasting about it right here on CKMS 102.7. This new little series that I'm going to have going on here, starting with this episode right here, is along the same vein. So towards the end, actually a couple of my, so there were 10 episodes in that modular synth podcast, and as I listened back in episode 10, I was listening back to some of my earlier episodes, and I was so misspeaking about a lot of the things, but I was growing and I was learning the whole time, which is what I think modular synth and Eurorack is all about. What is unbelievable is I didn't get any negative feedback because of that from the community. They all say it's a journey. But towards the end, and I don't know, I would say right around the 7th month mark, or podcast number 7, I started talking about these talks that were given at the Kitchener Public Library by the, it wasn't called the Tri-City Synth Society at the time, but it was by the Mod Club or the Modular Club, who were putting on these talks at the Kitchener Public Library. This past September was the very first, they put a K in front of it, EMOM, K-EMOM, which EMOM stands for Electronic Music Open Mic. And I guess it was something that was established in the UK, maybe just before COVID, for people to go in and perform with their electronic synthesizer instruments. We had the first one in September. This new group, the Tri-City Synthesizer Society, is starting up these Kitchener talks again. And they're even discussing, I'm now hearing some of the rumblings, there's a new Facebook group you can join. If you're on Facebook, just search Tri-City Synthesizer Society. Or type that in, tricitysynthesizersociety.com. Put it into a Google search, you'll find the website, you'll find out all the information where to find stuff. There is going to be, if you're into modular Eurorack synthesizers. They're going to have, like, I don't know if it's going to be Eurorack stuff, but it'll be, they're going to have DIY nights where you go somewhere and you can build something. Different people coming in and talking. Some crazy, exciting stuff coming up. Which leads me to what I'm doing here with these. I've got a series of five little podcasts here. Little performance-based podcasts that are leading up to the next Imam performance, which is on January, I believe it's January 28th, but we'll be able to kind of definitively give a date and location and everything as we get a little bit closer. But keep in mind, later in January is when you're going to want to check out it. We already know it's at the AOK bar, probably similar times to the last one, 6:30 till about 10:30, but there will be a poster and everything. What I'm going to do is, what's super neat though, it's almost like a completely different thing. With these posts on the RadioWaterloo.ca website, I'm going to post the videos of the performances from the last ones. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to feature some of the direct from the board recordings. Because the direct from the board recordings are very different from what you would experience at the bar, and are very different from what you would experience from the video. And the reason why it's very different, I feel like one of the draws that at least I'm really drawn into about synthesizers is something as simple as hearing a filter sweep on a really cool sounding synthesizer. And I feel like that's a simple thing, but it's something that you want to hear very specifically. Now, seeing people perform live is always something super cool. So in the moment, in the bar, you're hearing all the sounds, like you maybe someone's having pizza, there was a synth petting zoo, there was so much stuff going on that you're not necessarily taking in the simplicity. And I'm saying simplicity, but when you listen to it, it's like very rich in sound. Even just a simple filter sweep, it's very rich in sound, but you're not taking in all of what's happening in that moment. The video is neat because it ties the two worlds together. I mixed in the actual sound right off the board with the room sound, which is neat because then you got that mixture of the two. And what I'm going to do here on the podcast is feature just the live off the board. So you're hearing what these artists are presumably putting together before they go to the show. They're listening to it in headphones, they're coming up with these ideas, they go to the show, they're performing, which also gives an extra level of trickiness for the artist, because what I experience sometimes when I'm just performing at home in my basement trying to figure things out, if I'm listening through headphones as opposed to my loud guitar amps, because sometimes my ears get tired and you want to just play it out loud, you don't necessarily hear the same detail. And it makes you focus on different dynamics in what you're trying to create. So I think that some performances that maybe the crowd at the place didn't fully understand there are so much more complex when you listen to it in this kind of radio format. So we're going to jump right into it. Each week leading up to the next Imam electronic music open mic that's coming in January, I'm going to feature two of the artists. There were 10 artists total at the first one in September. I'm going to feature two of the artists. All the artists performed about a 15 to 20 minute set. I'm going to get to two of them per episode, and then by that time it'll be time for us to listen to a whole bunch more in January. So the first one of the night at the first Imam was Alejandro Franco Briones. And what's neat about this one, out of the whole thing, this one blew my mind the most. And I would say was my favorite. But as I listen back and edit the videos, I'm about three acts in. I'm blown away by actually each of the performances. But I remember that night I was blown away by this first act, because what it was, as he explains it in the video, and I'll just briefly explain it here before we jump into his performance, or maybe I'll get the performance started in the background, because it does take a little bit to get going. Because what Alejandro is doing is he's live coding. So he's typing in code. He's using some online program called Estuary, which he is also giving a talk about and explaining how to use December 6th, so coming up very soon, at the Kitchener Public Library. It's the first new Kitchener Public Library talk event put on by the Tri-City Synthesizer Society. I'm going to put links all as I post this on RadioWaterloo.ca. And he's going in and he's programming on the fly his instruments, which is making the song, and then I guess he slowly takes it all back down to nothingness at the end. Fantastic stuff. And this is what he's working towards. He's working at Mac, or has finished at Mac, I'm not 100% sure, but with the Communication Studies and Media Arts, live coding as a performative act. So here it is, some Alejandro Franco Briones right here with some live coding synthesizer music right here on CKMS 102.7 Mono a Mono. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, mano amigos, there it was, some Alejandro Franco Briones right there with his live coding performance right there at the very first Tri-City Synthesizer Society EMOM performance, live performance. EMOM is, again, is Electronic Music Open Mic. It was held, the first one was held at the AOK, I think it's a brewery or pub and brewery in Kitchener. The second artist on the bill was a person named Amit Mehta. Amit Mehta. And he also runs a company called the Good Corporation, or Good Company, or Good Corporation. It was interesting because it's Good CO dot, whatever that is, corporation or company, because the city of Kitchener had a video all with him talking about getting music events going in the Kitchener, in the Kitchener area, which is crazy. I actually haven't seen this. He was talking about an area where bands can go in and record and things like that. And he talked about how, what's really neat is he talked about how Kitchener should be a destination where people want to go and want to perform. And as he was saying that in his little video, in his interview that is on the City of Kitchener website, it brought me back. If you go back and watch the Radio Waterloo documentary that I put together, probably back in 2017, 2018. I'm not sure if he's still currently the president of CKMS, but as of a year ago he was. Nat Persad said the exact same thing. Kitchener-Waterloo and Radio Waterloo should be a destination. As people are coming through and going to Toronto, going to Montreal, they should be marking off Kitchener and making that a destination that they want to perform, get their music played on. So it crazy had like the similarity there. It brought me right back to that same idea. Anyways, this is another fantastic performance. I feel like initially, now he's playing on, I think the one synth, I forget exactly what it's called, but I think it's called something like a Soma Lyra 8 or something like that. And that is a weird synth. Like, it, I don't even think has a keyboard. It's got a couple buttons, and you tune each of the, I don't know, maybe I'm going to say 6 oscillators to a note, and then you just play them, and you can have them going through a delay and an LFO on things, and but it's super weird. So I think it takes a little bit of setup initially for him to get that thing going. And then I think he jumps into, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm looking at the back of it from the video. I think it's like a Ma grandmother. I could be wrong, but it looks kind of like some type of Mog, just based upon the colors of it. And I would say, and especially at the three-quarter mark of his performance, he's just going. Like, obviously, he's a good keyboard player, and his lead is sounding fantastic with whatever's going on that, I think it's called a Lyra 8. I don't know, I believe it's called a Soma Lyra 8. Anyway, some fantastic stuff. We're going to get it going for you here. And then make sure to tune in next week as we feature performer number 3 and number 4 from the same K-Mom. And each performance was very, very different. We've got, so these ones, as you could hear, we had, the first one was some live coding. This one, we've got a super weird synth and something like a Ma grandmother. We've got some coming up where it's three people playing three different synthesizers, two people playing together, a whole bunch of different things, including my brother, who used to do a show on CKMS, DJ Jaffy Jeff, was a big fan of Spoo Loops. Spoo Loops was there. All that coming up. But first, here we go with some Amet Mida right here on CKMS 102.7, Mano a Mano.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, Mono Amigos. That was the second of our two. That was some Amet Mita right there on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. Before that, you heard Alejandro Franco Briones, the first two performers at the very first ever Kitchener Electronic Music Open Mic, brought to you by the Tri-City Synthesizer Society. And I want to plug, if you're liking what you're hearing, January 28th at the AOK Bar in Kitchener. That's the current time and date that this thing's happening. Keep that open because that's when the next one is. As well, I want to plug one other thing. December 6th at the Kitchener Public Library, Alejandro Franco Briones is going to be explaining how you can do, if you're interested in some of this live coding synths, how you can do something like that. I'm super interested. Maybe I'll see you there December 6th, Kitchener Public Library. All right, Mono Amigos, tune in next week when we get to the next two artists, the Seagram Synthesizer Ensemble and Zoma Tochi. Coming up right here on Mono a Mono.